A conversation regarding faith in Jesus Christ with one of our team members. It doesn't matter what your questions are, a compassionate member of Leading the Way team would love to talk to you with
Between the Ravens and the Rams, the Jews, the AutoZone Amazon player, the Ravens sponsor. did not like AutoZone. This one.
All right, so we had a staff meeting when we went into break, which we should have videoed and put on Twitter.
To see,
but we were talking about the fact that they should have been offsetting penalties because the Colts would not take it half the distance from the 13-yard line, as Ron Torbert said. As it turns out, they will be offsetting penalties and they'll repunt the ball.
The Colts have the option to say, you like where the field position is, we'll take the penalty and we'll just go play ball. But not when you back up.
Right.
The least of all.
Explain it again. Here,
Jesus,
who is God
of really God,
is not
intimidated by those religious pseudo-intellectual snobs. He was not intimidated by the false belief concept. He was not intimidated by the stupidity. He was not intimidated by the deliberate misinterpretation of the Old Testament.
He was not intimidated by the elitist
attitude and above all else. He was not intimidated
by the pressure this time, and it's a better punt. It's a wobbler, and Rodgers lets it bounce over his head. It bounces at the 5, takes a Texans bounce to the 3, and then is corralled at the 1-yard line.
But something else can you should have taken the penalty to the 7.
Who would have
that
had
was ridiculous.
Shoot.
And it's not the, I mean, he caught it. He downed it inside the 1. Shoot. So they're going to put the nose of the ball at the
then
1.
Right. And lost 1.
And so there's no more backup
in a million
than you can be right now.
And Tywon Jones is the one who was able to corral it. Now, he went into the end zone, but he reestablished himself outside the end zone before he was able to stop it at the 1-yard line.
And it was Tywon Jones who put the big hit on Rodgers.
In fact, on the play, the younger Shepherds will be penalized.
So it's first and 10 for the Colts from the 1-yard line of Indianapolis. No score, 6:28 to play in the first quarter.
Tom, this is where you all have happened the best offensive quarter of football, in my opinion. Because I'm getting right behind Quick Nelson.
And that is why.
And that left side, that Kelly Costanza, the strength is Nelson. And I'm just going to run right behind that themselves.
How about this? We're going empty backfield. Hines, who's in the backfield, stretches out to the far side. Trips to the left, and Doyle closes to the line.
God
from the end zone. Percent quick drop,
like
tosses to the right for Hines, who makes a diving
like
grab at the 6-yard line. So a 15-5 yards, Jonathan Joseph makes the tackle.
He sacrifices his comfort. He sacrifices his reputation. He sacrifices his ease. He sacrifices his size. He sacrifices his convenience.
The Texans is not very good for the worst pass defense in the football. They
aren't
going against the run. So I'll take my chances throwing the ball.
He was reminding them.
Passing yards per game, 272.5, which is 28th of the National Football League.
He was reminding
them
that
the Browns from the 6-yard line, Brissett again out of the gun. A receiver to the right, 3 to the left.
In
motion out of the backfield is Williams. They toss it quickly to Williams to his left. He hurls over a defender and then is thrown down by Zach Cunningham after a gain of 4.
He was reminding them of the
third down and a little more than 1. That was like a wrestling tackle by Zach Cunningham.
Of us, like, he wrestled on the ground with a physical play, and now they're going to hurry up
to his own way. But the
third down about a yard, they hand the ball off to Williams, and Williams runs right up the middle. It looks like he's got the first down. It's a gain of almost 2. Cunningham is saying no, but the spot says yes. It'll be first and 10 for the Colts.
He had to get to the 11-yard line. The nose of the football had to get to the 11-yard line. And they mark it so the back end of the football is on the 11-yard line. So they got
in Jesus' illustration, so the shepherd would go after
so
the
first and 10 from the 11-yard line. Under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, no score.
A
receiver to the right, a bunch formation to the right,
a
receiver to the left. Doyle's in motion behind the line of scrimmage. They hand the ball off to Williams again. Williams will take that to Williams. Brissett sets up in the pocket, throws to Doyle, and a leaping grab by Ebron. He can't come up with it. Now, he's had a lot of drops. This season, but that's not a drop.
Security.
That was a pass where he just let it go too much.
Well, I was just trying to find out where the heck I was going with during that play because it was a great pick. That was not a bad call by my partner here. Because I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh, big one, he could have a big first down. And all of a sudden, like, wait,
love sleeps on the
ball. I saw daylight.
I saw a lot of daylight, too. Tom initially is vigilant enough to pursue the across the middle one. A good throw is a first down and a big one.
Second down is 10 from the 11-yard line. Williams takes it on the backfield out of the better percent. Patches hooks and takes the snap. This time hands it off to Williams, who runs up the middle and gets across the 15 to the 16.
That was the beginning. When he finds that muscle, he puts that seat on his face. Basically,
He carries him with the shoulder.
Ebron switches places with Chester Rogers to the right.
He never abandons no for space.
The throw out of the gun.
And then
up
he takes
the pocket, throws to the right. And then
Thank you. Laramie Tunsley gave up two first-round